Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the 60 Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. It's March 11, 2024. Michael Cole, Pat McAfee on commentary. We're in Houston, Texas. Big Monday Night Raw. It just keeps getting bigger. And we are going to have our person that's going to challenge Gunther at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental Championship. Emotional evening, folks, because Travis Scott's here. That's not the emotional part. Drew McIntyre comes out. Cuts a great promo. I love this, Drew. He's such a bastard that he tells the truth, you know, and tells no lies. He just drops it like it is. Seth's a junkie. Seth wants the spotlight. Seth is in two matches at WrestleMania. But Seth retaliates. Seth comes out, you know, and I will say the sting, the burn, the thing that got me like, oh my God, that's called the fire department. Seth goes, I got a lot of things on my list I got to worry about. I got The Rock. I got the Bloodline. I got Roman. I got this. I got that. My back. And he's like listening off the things. And he goes, you want to know what, Drew? You know what, Drew? You're on the very bottom of that list. I was like, damn, get some burnt ointments. Oh shit. Even Drew's like, he saw his little lip quiver. Fuck you, man. And he runs to the back holding his hair and everything. I thought this was great. This was TV magic. But when Seth ended it with that, and then Mr. Quiver Lip, when he ran to the back, he probably saw Triple H. Did you see it? I just imagined all that in my brain. Oh, man. Well, we got a banger of a match right here. Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. I got to say, this was close to my match of the night. But these two went town to town. And, of course, Becky Lynch got the win. She has to build that momentum. And showed a little respect to Liv. And Liv showed respect to Becky. Because they did put on a banger of a match to start the show off. And tonight we have the Intercontinental Championship gauntlet. Who's going to face Gunther at WrestleMania? So after Becky gets the win, Mommy comes out. Mommy's like, hey, you know that I'm better than you and this and that. And Becky's like, hey, my favorite line here. When everyone's cheering for me, I'm great. But when the world's against me, I'm even better. Or, she's not in those words, but she said something like that. I was just like, damn. Becky doesn't give a fuck. Is Becky going into this a heel? Because everyone loves Mommy. Are we going to get a split crowd down the middle? You know, Becky is like, me against the world? Let's do this then. I'm loving every bit of this. Nick and Adam, respectable GMs here, have a big announcement. A six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania for the tag team titles. You think the Judgment Day are happy? No, they're not. Because we're going to have qualifying matches, six tag teams. This includes the Judgment Day. So they're going against five in a ladder match at WrestleMania. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord. That sounds like it's going to be a banger, man. But Judgment Day, of course, they're backstage. They're not happy. They're going to go see Nick and Adam. Like, who made this stupid decision? We got Travis Scott in the crowd. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, he was with Jey Uso earlier. Next up, we have Maxine and Ivy versus Candice LeRae and Indy. This match ended very strange. I don't know if this was a shoot. I don't know what, you know, Candice LeRae has up her butt. But she was a bitch. I'm not going to lie. I love Maxine. I really do. She's been getting booed a lot lately. I've been seeing on this and that. But I'm just like, well, I like when she's with Otis. I like the fact that she's not Maxine Dupree from, you know, Maximum Male Models. I didn't like her then. I like her now. You know, she has more character now than she did before, and she's developing skills in that ring. But Jesus, Candice, Maxine is gonna do her thing, and then like Candice like cuts her off and says, "No, you're not gonna do that. You're not a wrestler. You're not even supposed to be here." Mentions her dead brother? Question mark. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Hurt him. And Maxine's trying her best, like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like, do I sell this? Do I not sell this and whatnot? And he hits her with the boot and covers her 1, 2, 3. And yeah, Maxine's just like in shock. I'm in shock. I don't know if this was a work or if I'm getting swerved or what. But God damn, Candace, calm your ass down. I just felt bad for Maxine in the end. And maybe that's the point of this. You know, that's how you get on her side, because Candace was a bitch. But Indy was like, what the hell? What's going on? And then, you know, Candace's like, just go. But we have Adam and Nick backstage. The Judgment Day are like, hey, whose bozo ideas was, you know, this? Where'd you get this idea? They're like, well, we're talking to Miz and Truth. They're like, Miz and Truth? That's where you guys got this? And he's like, well, we want them now, tonight, in a tag team match. And Nick's like, hey. No, it was Adam. And Adam's like, hey. No, Truth and Miz, they're on, they're doing tours and whatnot. The publicity stuff. And here comes Truth, and they're like, oh. Adam goes, Truth, you're supposed to be with Miz. And he's like, yeah, dog. He goes, here I am. And he goes, yeah, but you have your publicity stuff to do. He's like, yeah, on Monday. He's like, it's Monday. So this sets up a match, though, because Damian's not having it between Truth and him later on this evening. Michael Cole is with Cody Rhodes. And talk about emotional, talk about the passion. And there was this chick. You could see her on Cody's left shoulder. She's wearing yellow. She's the whole time, thumbs down. I don't like Cody. Yeah, you know, that's fine. But the whole time, like she's just literally right there while Cody's cutting probably one of the best promos he's done in a while. A very emotional promo. But she's just right there. And she's just like, meh. And, but Cody tells him, like, you know, like, they cut back to something that I remember being like, oh, damn, Cole, why are you asking shit like that? But, it, you know, it was an interview when he had the tag team titles, cut back to now. And Cody's like, yeah, you know, this is something in my family. A Rhodes has never held this championship, and I want to change that. You know, I want to bring this to my, you know, I can't give it to my dad. You know, he goes, all I got is my mom. You know, I got Brandy, who was there when I was painting my fucking face. You know, I got so many supporters. This is for them. This is for us. Like, this is something that has been in the making. So at WrestleMania, the story is finish, and that's where it's going to finish. And it was a great promo, man. Cody Rhodes in that crowd, and he got a little emotional. Like, he knows how to work that mic, man. And I was there like, oh, Cody, just can't face the story. You know, I'm a Cody crybaby. No fucks given. Liv and Becky's backstage. They're like, yeah, you know, yeah, homie. I mean, you know, but here comes Nia. Fucking plowing through, ba-bomb, ba-bomb, taking them both out. And I was just like, damn, Nia. Because Nia's like, I'm not being denied by anyone and everyone here. Now, the Women's Tag Team Championship. Kabuki Warriors versus Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler. You talk about a match. I really enjoyed this tag team match. I thought Bayley was going to some way or somehow interfere enough for them to lose those championships to Zoe and Shayna, because I like those two as a tag team. And I just had that thought the whole night. I'm like, all right, where's Bayley? Where's Bayley? And no Bayley. But Kabuki Warriors, the retainer championships, and Damage Control is looking strong as ever. And Dakota Kai is going to take on Bayley this Friday. The Judgment Day are backstage. And here comes Andrade. Mommy's like, I invited him. They're like, Dominic's told us a lot about you. And when we talk business, we can talk business, okay? When he gets back. Andrade's like, I'm all about business. Remember that, all of you. I'm about the business, brother. But speaking of Rhea, there's like the stars are out tonight. And they showed Rhea, and there's Buddy Matthews with her, because that's who she's with in real life. And he goes, oh, fucking Pat. He goes, yeah, who's that then? And Cole didn't play into it. He's just like, shut the fuck up. You know who's in my ear. I thought that was so great when it showed Rhea. You could clearly know that's Buddy Matthews. And then Pat was like, who's that then? Tell me. Tell the audience. But Shinsuke promo, of course. You know, he's going into this gauntlet. There was a really emotional one with Chad. That's who I was rooting for tonight, or Sami Zayn. So, you know, I was like, damn. They better not pit these two against each other at the end. I'm saying that with a devilish smile. DIY comes out. Oh, wait, no. Take that back. Let's rewind. R-Truth versus Damian Priest. Of course, Damian Priest got the win, but DIY came out there cheering on R-Truth, but here comes the Judgment Day. And bada bing, bada boom, Damian Priest gets the win. The man is backstage. She's pissed. She's angry. We're going to have a last woman standing match next week. Is this right for Becky? I think so. I think her finally beating Nia. Or she already beat Nia. Well, her beating Nia and building more momentum towards Mommy in WrestleMania. So this is going to be crazy. Crazy. Here comes Jey Uso. Man, this motherfucker keeps on... He keeps on, like, new suits and stuff like that. Like, he keeps upgrading his outfit, man. Now he's got a vest that says Yeet on the back. Looking fly. Got the glasses. Got the vest. He comes out, though. You know, huge pop. And he calls out Jimmy. He says, yo, the bloodline ain't done with me, apparently. And I thought I was done with the bloodline. But you know what? Here I am, standing right now to let y'all know I'm calling out my brother. Jimmy Uso, brother versus brother, blood versus blood at WrestleMania. And I was like, oh my God, the brother versus brother match. Let's do this. Let's do this, man, because this has been in the works for a little bit. I've heard backstage stuff and whatnot that this is where we wanted to go with Jay. These two tag teamed together last year, and now they face each other. So it's time for Jay to beat Jimmy's ass. That's what we're going to do here. Gunther package. Plus a backstage interview. You know, he says, I don't care who wins. I'm going to whoop their ass. Because he's Gunther, the ring general. All right, gauntlet match. Emotional match. Awesomeness. Oh, my gosh. Just so many emotions going through. We started off with Ricochet, who I'm like, ah, man, you're really do this to me. And we started off with JD. I'm like, I don't see JD getting it. Of course, JD gets eliminated. Then here comes Bronson. I was like, yeah, I don't want Bronson. Bronson gets eliminated. I'm like, okay. And here we get into the thick meats and potatoes, the thing. Here comes Sammy. And I'm like, woohoo, Sammy. You know, I'm like, all right, let's go, Sammy. And then he beats Ricochet. Then here comes Shinsuke. I'm like, ah, I really want them to do something with Shinsuke. But I'm like, okay, cool. We can do this. Then he beats Shinsuke. I'm like, okay. Then here comes Chad. I'm like, oh, they pitted these two against each other. God damn it. Because I was really rooting for Chad deep down. I thought he really was going to get this. This dude deserves something. Like, I understand why they're giving Sammy this. And I thought about this, too. After Sammy beat Chad, very emotional. I was like, poor Chad. I was like, Chad. You know, I was very sad about it. I was very, very sad. Because I really do love Chad Gable. So, and Sammy got the win. Of course, Gunther comes out. This is how we end the show. But, and this is what, you know, this is Sammy. Sami Zayn versus Gunther. And I thought about it. I was like, okay, if they do Randy versus Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens for the United States Championship, and they have Sammy face Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship, Sammy wins, Kevin wins, and going from last year's WrestleMania where they won the tag team titles to this year's WrestleMania winning singles championships, that's going to be big. So I can see story-wise why that would make sense. But then I look at poor Chad, I'm like, come here, man. Give me a hug, man. You know, but this gauntlet match was awesome. This was my match of the night. Like, it delivered action, it delivered storytelling, it delivered emotion. And that crowd, too, was kind of split. They're like, you know. But a solid Monday Night Raw. Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan is fucking awesome. So, tell me what you thought of the show. I give the show a solid 5 out of 5. We're building to WrestleMania, man. The 6-pack ladder match. I can't wait to see who qualifies for that and takes on the Judgment Day. A lot of good stuff going on. Great. Just watch this promo with Cody. Then you'll see the chick behind him. She's wearing yellow, and I think she has yellow nails or whatnot. She keeps putting her thumb down. All right, y'all. Tell me what you think of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Well, my name is Raw, man. Let's get it. That's the show. I'm out.